Blog Talk Radio.
Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better.
May I have your attention? May I have your attention, please? This is Lady Charmaine Day with Pussy Report number 2. That's Pearls of Wisdom Underground Christian Crew Intelligence Report. Praise Him. Praise Him all day long. Praise Him with hymns and songs because He has done great things for you. He's been the one to deliver you from sickness and pain, to provide you with food and shelter, and to shield you from life's rain. So you praise Him. Praise Him all day long. Praise Him with hymns and songs because He has done good things for you. Praise Him when you rise and praise Him until you fall. Praise Him because He's seen you through it all. And you know what you need to do when you praise Him? Just say 2 simple words. And what are those words? Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. To all the kings and queens, continue to make God look good because you are the light in this world. Thank you and goodbye.
Hello. Hello to the very, very special person listening to this broadcast. Welcome to another episode of Taboo Talk, featuring your very own pastor and Christian consultant, me, Lady Charmaine Day. Today's show is guaranteed to be full of sensitive, intimate, natural conversations rarely talked about in the Christian community. So now, get ready for your weekly spiritual consultation. Are you ready? Great. Let's begin. How are you doing? How are you, special? How have you been? I hope life has been treating you as wonderful as you are, because you deserve only the best. And when I check in on you, I hear that you are a leader, that you make God look great, that you are going about your business as professional as all get out, and that you are holding it down to Chinatown. So let me give you a round of applause. Yay! Oh, my God. I am so proud of you. And, you know, I love getting on the mic and telling you how good you are, how great you are, how special you are, and that people around you think the same thing, too. You know, the problem with people is, though, let me tell you this, listener, Taboo Talk. Sometimes people don't know how to come up to you and say, you're special. You know, I don't know why. Sometimes people don't know how to form you're special, you're wonderful, you're marvelous, you're doing your thing, okay? People don't know how to give it to you. You know, sometimes it kills them to do it. But it doesn't hurt me to let you know how good you are, okay? Because you don't hear it good enough, in my opinion. You don't hear it enough. You don't hear it enough that you are doing such a marvelous job for God and being the ambassador in your community. You don't hear enough that your time that you take out each week, each day, each moment to praise God, to hold down the light, hold up the light, to keep your head down to the grindstone and do what you got to do. You don't hear enough that you are appreciated, that, you know, when you volunteer your time, when you give your efforts, when you do, when nobody's looking, okay, you don't hear enough, that you're appreciated. Maybe sometimes you give and somebody doesn't say thank you quick enough, or they don't even say thank you at all, but you still give anyway. You don't hear good job often enough. And so I like getting up on the air, and the first thing to say is good job, okay? Because, see, I know that you're doing this. I know you do it repeatedly, and you don't even say anything. You are silent warriors, and you know what? God sees you. Let me tell you one thing. You do for doing sake, and this is what's special about you. You do for doing sake. You don't do to impress nobody. You don't do to say, oh, good job for me, let the world say something. No, you do because you know it's the right thing to do, and you know that God appreciates you. And that's why today is all about you. This show is about you, the 411 about you, and everything you need to know about the favor, grace, and mercy that's resting on your life. Because, see, if you knew, I think that some things will be changing. I want some things to change today for you. I want some things to elevate in your life. I want you to have some level movement today. I want you to go to the highest of highs that you can achieve, because, see, it's time that you knew exactly what's resting upon your shoulders. Because, see, when I say you are the best, okay, you are the greatest, okay, that I check up on you and you're a community leader, I'm not giving you no BS. I mean it. I really do check. I really do say. I pray. God will give you enlightenment. I said, Lord, tell me about the terrible talk. Listen, I'll be up in here praying in heaven on earth. God gives me revelation. He says, the listeners of terrible talk, their leaders, the people who come to you, Lady Charmaine, I've attached them to you so that you can uplift them, because, see, they hold up the light. I'm like, Lord, thank you. What do they need to know? God said, they need to know my favor, grace, and mercy is resting on their shoulders. They need to know that they're the loved disciple that Jesus had. They need to understand that there was a loved disciple that Jesus had, and that that person in particular was the most special disciple out of all the disciples Jesus ever had. He had one in particular he loved. He loved so much it was singled out and referred to in the Bible. People oftentimes don't know about this loved disciple. They want to mistake the identity of this person. They want to give it a negative connotation. But no, there was something special about this loved disciple that the listener Taboo Talk needs to know, because, see, they're my loved disciples. Jesus wants you to know you're his loved disciple, and that you're so special. He's got a special anointing. He's got special favor, grace, and mercy on your life. So we're going to get down into that today, okay? Because, see, you need to understand, there are promises that everybody gets. You know, just like there's principles and laws. When it rained, y'all saw that rain the other day. When it rained. It flooded. It came down. We had rain for like 3-4 days. Oh, my goodness, it didn't stop, did it? When God wants it to rain, he says, look, I want y'all to see something. If I'm going to make it rain, I'm going to make y'all feel the rain. I want y'all to understand what rain is all about. Because, see, when I pour, outpour, I outpour, and it's no joke. Like anybody who's really into God knew, God's trying to tell us something. You know, a couple of my prayer warriors called me up and said, did you get an inkling in your spirit to talk to God today? Really deep, like God was trying to get your attention in this rain? I said, yes. They were like, I got the impression, too, like God's trying to say something. I was like, he is saying something. He's trying to tell people, look, when the blessings come down, rain is a sign, a signal of blessings. It's an outpouring. It will flood your gates. It'll come at you like a tidal wave. It will sweep everything out. You just, it's overwhelming. I can pour the blessings out. And when it comes down, it's just boom, boom. My presence is felt. I am God. I am. Appreciate it. Give me homage, hello, praise and worship. I was like, thank you, Jesus. Because I'm like, you're about to rain some stuff. Woo! I went outside in the rain without any umbrella, just enjoyed the blessings, the fresh anointing. Hey, if you got to get out in that rain and get poured on, ooh, I'm happy for you. because a rain on you is just like a fresh anointing. Good for you. So God was saying, let these people know that I am still in control. I am in control. And that just like I can make the floodgates of heaven open up and send the rain in season, I can open up the floodgates of heaven and pour out my blessings into my people's lap. I can pour it out in such a way that it will overwhelm their senses. They can't even comprehend how deeply, how vastly they are being blessed. And they need to know I'm going to bless them like that because they're a blessing to so many people. My beloveds need to know I'm coming for them. My beloveds need to know their favor, their grace, their mercy, the things I have in their life, it is so profound that they are undenied. There's nothing that they have prayed for or wished for that's within my will that I have withheld from them. Nothing. This year is their year. They need to understand they are beloved. I love them. Jesus says, I love you. And so let me go to scripture, because people are like, wait a minute. I didn't know Jesus had a disciple he loved. Yes, he did. Can you show it to me, Lady Charmaine Day, in the scriptures? Yes, I can. Okay. When we go to the book of John, we're going to go to the book of John, chapter 13, verse 23. One of them, the disciple whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him. I'm going to say it again. One of them, referring to the disciples, the disciple whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him. I'm going to go back up to 22 so you can understand it. His disciples stared at one another at a loss to know which of them he meant. One of them, the disciple whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him. Okay? Then I go to John. Chapter 19. Verse 25. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Dear woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. I'm going to repeat that. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Dear woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Now, let's think about that for a second. Before I get on to you, I got to help you understand how deep love was for Jesus when he was here on earth for this particular disciple whom he loved. Jesus had a mother. We all know about Mary. Okay? I mean, he loved his mama just like he loved his father. You see, Jesus came to fulfill his father's work, and he loved his mother. She was so special that he came through her. She raised him while he was on earth. She was near and dear to his heart. I know everybody got a mama. Everybody got a mommy, a mama, something. A mama. A godmother, grandmother, everybody got somebody who took care of them. My auntie, Pookie went down the street. You got a lady who took care of you. Well, my mommy is no joke. I love her with all my heart. And I think about it. If I had to trust somebody to take care of my mother, that person had to be very special. I mean, I would have to love them enough to entrust them with my mother. And for me to say, this person's going to love you, mommy, just as good as I love you. Mommy, this person's going to spoil you. This person's going to, they're going to take care of all your needs just the way I take care of you. this person, I trust them with my life because I'm giving them my heart. You my heart, mommy. This is what Jesus was saying to this disciple whom he loved. I love this disciple so much, I trust him with my heart, my mother. And his mother understood what he was saying. This man whom Jesus loved, he's going to take care of me just as good as my son took care of me. And my son took good care of me. So I know I'm going to be taken care of really good. Because this man has God's favor, grace, and mercy on his life. Jesus left an anointing on this man's life so he could uphold the standard of living that Jesus has set for his mother. His mother was taken care of. You have to understand, Jesus was no joke. I can say it to my, and I can make it personal. I make sure my mother is set. Whatever my mother wants, she get. I don't be playing. We be doing everything together. Anybody who knows us, see, we freaking frack. We the double wonder twins. She got a bracelet, I got a bracelet. She want a dog, I get a dog. Anything she want, I do for her. She want her nails done, mommy, go get your nails done. Here's the money. She want a book, I make her a book. Anything she want, I do. Because this woman raised me. You understand? When you love something, you love somebody. That's your mama. So I say to you, Jesus was no joke. He was no different. And he made sure his mama was taken care of by the one person he loved the most, that disciple. So now today Jesus is saying, and he says it in his word. He's even told us in his word that the people coming after y'all, after the disciples, he said it before he left, they will do greater things than I did. They will be the last, but they will be the first because they will be the best. And he wants us to be encouraged because, see, we got his grace, we got his favor, we got his mercy, we got his anointing to do better than what he did and to have his love. Because, see, we know him on a personal. I know for a fact that the listeners of Taboo Talk have been studying and spending quality time with God. And that when you go to God, whenever you go, see, it's not about quantity, it's quality. Whenever you go and spend time with God, you are spending some quality time. You are praising God. You are thanking him for what you have. And you are thanking him for what he has done for you. You're thanking him for having sent Jesus. You're thanking him for allowing him to be in your life. And you're saying, God, thank you, Daddy. And then you talk to Daddy about the little things. Like, Daddy, help me out with this. Or, Daddy, so-and-so is working my nerves. I mean, seriously, God will get involved. He cares about the little things. I mean, oh, my goodness. For my birthday, I'll give you a little example, y'all. You know, I make it personal. This is Taboo Talk. For my birthday last year, I was like, Lord, for my 39th birthday, this is how I want it. Lord, I want it to be Star Spangled Banner. I want to celebrate for a couple of weeks. I want to just have fun. I want to feel special. And Lord, I just don't want to have any negative time. I just want to just feel appreciated. And Lord, I know you could deliver me into a celebration that I'm going to feel good for 3 weeks. You got to claim what you want. I said, I want it for 3 weeks. Because last year, I celebrated for one day. I said, I want 3 weeks celebration. So that was last year's birthday wish. Okay. This year, you know, came around. I didn't tell nobody but my Heavenly Father what I had wanted. It was just between me and my daddy. It was nobody else's business. And nobody knew. So I was just like, let's see what happens. Because I know my father was going to give me what I asked for and then some. And let me tell you, I celebrated for 4 weeks. And it wasn't me. People invited me out, things going on, people having celebrations, people emailing me. I mean, on my community, I was getting emails weeks after my birthday. And I tell you, my birthday started before, a week before, two weeks before. And it started, and it just now ended, okay? So I'm like, God is good. He is real. And that was a small thing. But you know what? It's the small things that make us happy. And so when I want a little thing, God grants it to me. And I believe him for the little things because I believe him for the big things. Because, see, I believed him to get on national TV, and I was on national TV last year. I made it to the Dr. Oz show. I believed him for my book. My book is on publication and in Barnes & Noble. Whatever you believe in God for, he's going to do for you. So let's break it down how God is going to bless you. Do you know what grace is? A lot of people talk about having God's grace, but what really is grace? Grace is unmerited divine assistance given to you for rejuvenation or sanctification. Sanctification means purification. It's a virtue coming from God, an act of kindness, pardon, exemption. Now let's think about that. How many times have you caught yourself up there doing something you know you wasn't supposed to do in some type of jam, and the only way out is divine intervention? You knew you wasn't supposed to be doing X, and you got caught up. I'm going to give you a classic. Lord, let my period come down this month. How many ladies out there can see? Oh, come on, sisters. Y'all know y'all be doing this. Oh, Lord, I know I wasn't supposed to. But, Lord, let my period come down this month. Oh, Jesus, please. This ain't the right time for a child. Oh, I don't want to have no child out of wedlock. Oh, Lord, please let my period come down. Father, I know I shouldn't come to you with this, but oh, my God. It's only his. I know what I know. I know how to count and do arithmetic. Lord, please help me intervene. Let me give you another example. You're on your job. Oh, Lord, have mercy, please. I done set it off up here in this office. Whew. I shouldn't have lost it with my supervisor. Oh, my God. Help me, Jesus. Jesus, please, let me tell you something. That person worked my nerves. And you know your nerves can get worked. Sometimes you be in the office and you be like, Lord, help me, help me, help me. Oh, I didn't know what else to do, but she don't push that nerve. Everybody got a nerve, Lord. I don't know what you expect. Forgive me. I repent. No, get me out of this. Yeah. Do I have a witness there? Some people, you know, push a button. Or you get that bill. Okay, Lord, I know you see this Visa, this MasterCard, or American Express. Thank you, Father. First of all, Father, thank you for the credit card, but I know I shouldn't have went crazy last month. I couldn't help it with Christmas. I know Christmas is the season for Jesus, but I was just like, oh, Lord, let me just be happy and multiply gifts. Next thing I know, Amex is knocking at my door. And you got to be on time with that, Lord. You got to be on time. It's not 30 days grace anymore. Lord, please help me. Help me get some money up. So we go to Jesus with these kind of problems, asking for his grace, his exemption for a problem we created. But because we're his beloved, because we are his love child, he goes, yes, and he makes a way out of no way. I want you to know he will make that way out of no way for you. That grace is abundant. And it's in ways that you can't even expect. Because, see, grace is not what you expect. It's unmerited. First of all, you didn't merit it. Grace is unmerited, meaning you didn't earn it. You don't deserve it, but you get it because God loves you. And he's going to give it to you in such a way that it can only go back to him, the praise, honor, and glory. So, mercy. Sometimes we get grace and mercy confused, and I just explained what grace is. Let me say that again. Grace is a merited divine assistance given for regeneration or sanctification to purify, a virtue coming from God, an act of kindness, pardon, or exemption. Mercy is a blessing that is an act of divine favor or compassion, a fortunate circumstance. So, mercy. Mercy is having fortune smile on you, a fortunate situation for yourself. So let's say you're starting up a new business. You want God's mercy involved with your business. You want a fortunate situation You want that idea and that business plan to have God's mercy, his blessing. You want his compassion on it. You want him to look favorably on it. You want him to think that this is blessed. You want God's mercy, his fortune, a fortunate situation to happen for you when you are surrounded by enemies. And you just know there is no other way. You want God's mercy to help you out and to bail you out. You want mercy when you know you have done something wrong. And again, the wrongness comes in here too. And you just want God's mercy, his compassion. You want him to understand and emote with you. You want God's feelings to be with you. You want his force. You want a fortunate situation. And then lastly, his blessing, his favor. Favor is a special privilege or right granted or conceded. Favor, again, is a special privilege or right granted or conceded. And it's also getting approving consideration or attention. So, favor. In the business situation, you want God's favor on your business. You want him to open doors. You want him to look in upon what you do, the fruits of your labor, with favor. You want God's favor on your life. You want to know that he approves of what you do. You want his time and attention, him paying attention to what you do. You want him to keep a close eye on you. You want his favor to rest upon your shoulder. You want that impact when you walk through doors. You ever notice that when some people walk through doors, people pay attention? It's just like they have a glow. That's God's favor. I mean, seriously, think about it. We walk past millions upon millions upon millions of people in New York City. I'm just going to give New York City for example. On the subway. And then you don't barely notice. I mean, I could be on the subway train not notice millions of people. But then there's that one person that will catch my attention. And I'm like, God's favor rests on that woman. God is paying attention to this woman. I could see it all over her. His favor. There's something about her. And she has his favor. She has his anointing. And so I want to let you know, break it down, the favor, grace, and mercy on your life. You have those three things. When you know you have God's favor, grace, and mercy, then you can walk with confidence. You can say, I am blessed and highly favored. When I go, the blessings overflow for me. I am loved by Jesus. When you know that you are loved by Jesus to the point he singles you out of a crowd, okay? Wherever you go, the blessings are. And wherever you're not, the blessings are not. Then you know that you're special. I'll give you an example. Have you ever been in a job and you're the Hebrew slave? you're the person that's working at 90 miles an hour, taking no breaks, working hard. I mean, people, you're the go-to person. Everybody depending upon you to get something done. Because they know, give it to you, you're going to work. You don't play. You don't see a job as a joke. You're grateful to God for giving you that job. And that's what Christians are. Be grateful for our job. I know when I go on a job, I'm grateful. They don't want to give me a job. They do not want to give me a job. I will work a job. I love working. I will work. I'll be like, thank you, God. Oh, my God, I think I'll be working for Jesus. So when I think I'm working for Jesus, I had that mentality all along. All my life, I thought I was working for Jesus. I'm like, Jesus can see what the hell I'm doing. I cannot be fucking around on my job. What? So I was just like, oh, no. I took no breaks. I took no lunch. I was just work. I could type, walking, leaving high school, I could type 120 miles per hour. I'm up to 300 now. I could type. So I was typing. I was doing everything. So these people are like, this chick is like robo, superwoman. What the hell's wrong with her? She on crack. She's doing something. But she worked. And the next thing I know, everybody giving me their work, and they taking breaks. And it didn't bother me at first. But then I was just like, what? Then one day, God let me know. He hit me to the situation. He says, the anointing rests with you, my child. Don't worry. Everything's going to be all right. Because the moment you walk up and out, I'm going to reveal who's who and what's what. And you're going to hear about it. So don't worry. Just do your job. You continue working as if you're working for me. That's what you're here to do. End of story. I have you here in this position, in this time, in this place for a particular reason. The anointing rests with you. When the moment you leave this organization, the anointing leaves this organization. End of story. Okay? I said, all right. So when I left, I'll call back a couple months later. Place all tore up. Everybody who gave me a pro, anybody not doing their job, fired. Things that were in place, running systematically, all right. Systems breaking down. And you say, what was going on? What was keeping it together? Well, hey, God's favorite child walked away. So I say that to you. The anointing rests with you. Sometimes God will put you in a place because you are the anointed one. You are the one that he wants to bless a place because of you. And the moment you leave, the blessing leaves. Things are going good because you need it to go good. You need your job right now. So that business is being blessed because you're there. Do not hesitate to think that a blessing don't happen because you are there. Uh-uh. Organizations are built on people. Let me repeat that again. Organizations are built on people. And let me tell you, you got to ask, which people matter the most in a crisis situation? I knew in any organization I ever walked in where the Christians were. At the time of crisis, I would go to them and be like, let me tell you something. I just need somebody to pray with me. Let's pray. They never asked me what for. I wasn't the type of person you play around with. Back then, I was kind of cold. I was in HR. HR, you don't associate with the workers. I was Miss Day. And they used to call me Ice Bitch. And it was just like, she don't play. She just works. She's no joke. But we respect her because she is fair to everybody. And if I came up to somebody, I said, let's pray. Seriously, this place is in crisis. That's all we need to do is pray. That's it. You don't need to know what the problem is. I can't reveal to you. It's confidential. But that's all you need to know. They'd be like, okay. End the story. End of the day. Walk away. Next thing you know, all the work over here is, oh, CEO announced everyone gets bonus. And I never said a word. Just know that that bonus may not have happened if we didn't pray. Because God has intervention. You walk into your job, pray before you go into your job. You leave, pray before you leave. It goes and comes with you. In your household, you want a happy household? You pray before you go in your house, and you pray when you leave it. And you will see things turn around. Because where does the anointing rest? You have to see the anointing rest with you. You have to start taking responsibility for what you got. When the favor and the mercy and the grace is on your life, because you are the listener of Taboo Talk, because you are doing the right thing, because you are Jesus' beloved, then you have to know that it's up to me to do the right thing, to keep myself prayed up, to keep myself working. If that's the thing, that's the only thing God required. God only required two things from you, prayer and thanks. He wants you to pray to him, and prayer simply means talk to him. You can have a simple conversation, just like I'm having a simple conversation with you right now. Daddy, I need X. And Heavenly Father, however you want to say it, Abba, okay, Jehovah, and name your son Jesus, X. I say, Dad, in the name of Jesus, I need you. I can't think clearly. Let's start there. Sometimes we got to clear our mind out. Lord, Heavenly Father, Jesus, help me. I can't think straight. Get me on the right path. Order my footsteps. Let my day end and begin with you. Thank you, because I know it's going to be beautiful because you involved. End of story. And then that's it. What else is there need to say? Then you thank him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for doing what you're about to do for me. Because I know it's better than anything I can anticipate. It's better than anything I have already had, whatever thing I've conceived. I thank you because, see, I didn't know where it was coming from. But you have blessed me in such a way, it pops up like it's a I swear, sometimes I record things just so people can believe me. I don't even believe in myself half the time. Like, I thank God for my friend, Sean Duliverman. I thank God for him. Because he has been around, and, like, I talk to him, like, 3 or 4 times a day. I'll tell him some things, and, like, just to have a prayer partner. I'm like, can you believe this? He's like, had I not seen this myself? No. But you tell me things, and I've seen it for myself, I believe it. I thank God for my sister, my mother. Being there, I could talk to them about things. Because, see, you need witnesses. You need your Kodak pictures. Start taking Kodak pictures. Have a prayer partner. Have a witness. Because, see, now that you know, and I'm arming you with the knowledge so that you know what to expect, you're going to start seeing miracles. When you get specific, you're going to start seeing miracles. Now I wrote on my community and Facebook fan page how to specifically get the blessings that you are seeking, okay? I'm going to repeat it here on air for you. For those of you who are not a fan on my fan page or on Taboo Talk Community, this is what you need to know. I want you to write down all your dreams, goals, aspirations, thoughts, ideas in one list. And I want you to get a little pad, right? I want you to get a little notebook that you can write, put in your little pocket. Get it small enough so it can fit in your jean pocket, right? It can fit in your jean pocket. And small enough, it can fit in your pocketbook, okay? But for guys, it can fit in your pocket. It can fit in your pants pocket, fit in your jean pocket. I want you to get a little notebook like that. That's what I got. And on this little notebook, I want you to write down sum total all of the goals, aspirations, dreams, ideas that you have and that you want. Not need. We're not talking needs here. Want, W-A-N-T, want this year and in the next 4 years. Write it down on this list. Then I want you to write down these three scriptures. Psalms 23:1, for the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. W-A-N-T, key word, right? Luke 1:37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Okay? And Philippians 4:13, for I can do all things with Jesus Christ who strengthens me. Let me repeat myself. Write the list. Sum total all the things that you want and desire, the desires of your heart. Desires of your heart, what you want. That's everything, dreams, goals, ideas, thoughts. I mean, seriously, write it all down. Sum total all. Don't skip anything. Write in as much detail as you can humanly squeeze out. Be as detail-oriented as possible. I'll give you an example. One thing on my list. I want a red Jaguar, okay? I want a red Jaguar with cream interior. I don't know if it comes with leather seats, but if it doesn't, does not, it doesn't matter to me as long as it's a cream interior, okay? I want a cherry scent inside. And I want my gospel CD player, okay, I want it to be playing my gospel music, okay? And that's all I want from this red Jaguar. That's it. And I can see myself inside this red Jaguar, exactly how I describe it, and that's what I wrote down. Red Jaguar, cream interior, cherry scent, with my gospel CDs inside of it. Mm-hmm. That's one thing on my list. You know what I'm saying? You can write another goal, but make sure, you see how specific I got? Get specific with it. Write an order of importance for you, whatever it is, and it will come. You read this list in the morning, first thing when you get up in the morning, and you thank God for this list. You read it sometime during the day, all throughout the day. You thank God for this list. And you thank God for this list at the end of the night. And he will give it to you. Now, I've been doing these types of things for the longest. I don't hesitate. And I wanted to share with you something I wrote December 31st, 2005. It was my goals for December 2006. Okay. It was, number one, to trust Jesus, Jehovah God, and the Holy Spirit every day, to fellowship with them, and to live by faith. Two, to be disciplined, clean, and obedient to the Holy Spirit. Three, to be toned in 125 pounds. Four, to exercise weekly and to have a regimented schedule. Five, to be debt-free. Six, to have my books published. Seven, to have met my husband and be his girlfriend. Eight, to have created an album. Nine, to have sold some of my paintings. 10, to have created 20 new paintings. 11, to have a good relationship with my mother, father, sisters, and brothers. 12, to have saved $250,000 in the bank minimum. 13, to have appeared on the Oprah Winfrey Show. 14, to have my own TV show. 15, to have my own business up and running. 16, to have developed a deep relationship with five close friends. 17, to have a 2006 Toyota Corolla and Jaguar Rat. 18, to have a five-bedroom house. 19, to have my books and album have sold over 10 million copies. Now, at the time I wrote this, I didn't have a book, I didn't have a CD, I didn't have anything in existence. Matter of fact, I was working at the Fortune Society as a senior HR director. And I said to myself, I was working at North General Hospital, and I said to myself, this is not what I want to do. I don't want to be in HR anymore. And when New Year's Eve came around, I said, I'm going to write down everything I possibly want. This is about knowing the biblical principles. This is before I became a pastor. But these are thoughts that have been all on my mind. We all have desires and wants that are on our mind, right? I said, if I could have whatever life I want, this is what I want. So I wrote it down, put it in this envelope, sealed the envelope up, and I didn't open the envelope up until yesterday, getting ready for this show. Do you understand how I fell out looking at this envelope? Do you know how many things I have done that are on this envelope? I have done so many of the things that I have written down. And if I knew what I'm telling you, I could have accomplished it all. If I knew to not put it in the drawer somewhere and not look at it over and over again, you know, and to consciously go to God with it and just praise him and thank him for it and not give up, that was could have been done. But let me tell you what God did. God said, I still had the favor, the grace, and the mercy, just like you do. You have favor, grace, and mercy. And even in not knowing what to do, God blesses you, doesn't he? That's what's so good about God. He will bless you in spite of what you know. Your spirit knows what to do. Your angels know what to do. They're going to move you in the right direction even when your human mind don't know what. You ever notice that? You are moving. And you know you don't know what the hell you're doing. Come on, I know I got a witness out there somewhere. Oh, my God. I know there have been times you wake up and you go, how the hell did I just do this? I have no clue. And you, because you're the person in charge, you can't admit to nobody, I don't even know how I got this done. I can't give honor and praise to no one but God. I tell you the truth. I say it all the time. There is nothing I have created or done in the last 5 years that have come from me. I mean, when my books came in, my CD was created, when I was on Dr. Oz, when I got a Barnes & Noble award, when Curtis Blow was asking me questions, I'm like, you know what? There's only one person that you're talking to. You ain't even talking to me. God is using my body. I think he just uses me. I mean, he just speaks through me and uses me, and that's it. Like, somehow, whatever I want, he'll manifest because that keeps me happy. But basically, it ain't me. I tell everybody, it's not me. You better give praise to God, because this is where I'm praising God. I thank him because I don't want this to stop. And that's another thing. Once you get what you got and you know how good God is, he's the best gift giver, you don't want it to ever stop. You don't want to blow it. You don't want to be in a position to go, I had God's favor, grace, and anointing on my life, and I lost it? What? Let me tell you something. There are examples in the Bible of people being stripped of the anointing, the blessing, the favor, and God saying, I'm going to give it to somebody else. Because, see, you don't know what to do with it, fool. Do y'all know who Samuel is? Look at Samuel. Read it when you have a chance. I don't have time going into it right now. But Samuel didn't know what to do with his blessing. Let me check the time. Samuel did not know what to do with the blessing of God. So the favor was removed from him and given to David. King Samuel didn't know what to do. I repeat it. You don't know what to do with what God gave you? Don't think you're big enough to keep God's favor if you don't know what to do with it. God will remove it and give it to another. He gave it to King David. I say this to you to say, don't take what you got for granted. I just pointed out everything that you got going for you. You got God's grace, favor, and mercy. This is something that people will bottle up, try, let me tell you what people do. People got energy drinks. People are drinking energy drinks to get close to God's favor. What the hell is an energy drink? You're trying to feel good energy, boost up your metabolism, get a little boost. If you had God's favor, grace, and mercy, you'd be energized. Because when you got the favor, grace, and mercy in your life, you are moving. You got energy. It's natural. There's nothing better than a natural high. Let me tell you another way to try and bottle up the energy, the power, okay? And it can't even come close to the Shekinah glory. Oh, my God. I mean, illicit drugs exist. People try and get it through sex. People try and get it through food. People try and get it through everything. And let me tell you, ain't nothing compared to the natural thing, God's real stuff. But if you don't appreciate it, don't give him thanks, don't pray to him, don't go to him, don't write down your list and share it with him and say, Daddy, I want to work on this with you. Let me tell you about my list. On the outside of my envelope, I wrote down my list, right? I wrote down my list. And let me tell you what naive Charmaine did, because this is what I did. I didn't know. I was in the past. I didn't know what to do. Okay, but even in not knowing, I knew one thing. You stand on something that you believe in. I stand on the scripture that my big sister Antoinette gave me, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. That's one scripture I knew by heart. Since 1991, oh, my God, I put that on everything. I put that on that piece of paper, people. It is locked on that paper, broken only by me opening it up yesterday. That's why I stand on scripture now. And I never leave the one scripture I know by heart, been standing on since 1991, over 20 years. Please, when you got scripture, when you know you got God's favor, grace, and mercy, his anointed, when you know you're his beloved, whew, you know you are walking and talking with a power unlike any other, and you know the responsibility that comes with it, and you know that you have to be humble and to say, God, from you all blessings flow. So today I want to give you the 411 on you. I want you to know that Jesus wanted you to know that you are loved. Like he loved that disciple. Like he loved that disciple he trusted his mother with, his heart. Jesus is trusting you with his heart. He's giving you his favor, his grace, his mercy. God is giving you his favor, his grace, his mercy. I know you have it because you're listening to this right now. If you are listening to this right now, this is meant for you. Seriously. I don't advertise in a place where Christians are not there. I only go to one place. I'm only in one place advertising. I have Facebook friends. I have a Taboo Talk community. That's the only place I advertise. That's it. That's it. If you are listening to me, somehow my status updates must have gotten somewhere else, and God must have said to you, you are meant to hear this. Because these two places, at least with Facebook, my Facebook fan page, and I can't even say my Facebook friends, my fan page, Lady Charmaine Days, Wisdom, Inspirations, Bits and Notes, I have that. They have Taboo Talk Community. My Lady Charmaine Days, Bits of Wisdom, Inspiration, and Notes. If you're a fan of that, and if you're in Taboo Talk Community, I know one thing about you, that you are the person that God is speaking to. I know that. I look at your picture, because see, on that, I can see your picture. You have identified yourself as believing the same thing I believe. You agree with me to agree on our convictions for God. And then I can say to you, sister or brother, this message is meant for you. You are beloved by Jesus. He loves you. If his mother was alive today and he was dying again on a cross, he can entrust her to you and not blink an eye, because the anointing rests in your life. If you look back over the sum total of your life, you can see God's hand on it. And if I'm lying, write me a note. I just identified the two places I'm at that you could blow me up. So write me and let me know. No, God's hand is not on my life. Okay. I dare you. If it's not on your life, then say so. But if it's on your life, and we know it's on your life, and you can honestly say, there's something about me that is different, that I walk and talk differently because his favor has been with me. I have his grace. I have his mercy. There are incidents I can point to. Well, I know it's just God's grace that's got me through, his mercy that's got me through. It's because I have his favor that door got open. When you know what you know, you start walking and talking, and you have a calm, a peace, a joy, a happiness that transcends all understanding. The other thing that you have is you know that you are entitled to the promises that God spoke about in his word. And where are those promises? Deuteronomy 28:1-13. Deuteronomy 28:1-13. Please go there and know what things you can hope for. And I'm gonna read it. I'm gonna read it, because see, you need to understand. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. Do you understand that? You are blessed in the city, blessed in the country, meaning you blessed everywhere. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land, and the young of your livestock, the cows of your herds, and the lambs of your flocks. Back then, they were into farming. So to translate that to today, first it said the fruit of your womb will be blessed. So if you have kids, your children will be blessed. And the crops, whatever you harvest, whatever you make, will be blessed. Your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed. Again, what you're involved in, whatever you put your hands to, your business will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. That is talking about your home will be blessed. The Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction, but flee from you in seven. Okay, So if you have an enemy coming at you in one direction, you go to this scripture, Deuteronomy 28:7, and you say, I stand on this. You may have come at me in one direction, but you will flee me in seven, and you will know about it. The Lord will send a blessing on your barns and on everything you put your hand to. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he has given you. Amen. This is the land you're in, okay? So you are blessed. Everything you put your hands to is blessed. Everything that you have stored up is blessed. With the economies going the way that they're going, you still got money, don't you? Think about it. The Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he promised you on oath, if you keep the commands of your Lord your God and walk in his ways. Then all the people on the earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will fear you. The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crops of your ground, in the land he swore to your forefathers to give you. I want to say one word there, prosperity. The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity. See, people think God is a God of poverty. He's not. He's a God of prosperity, and you are a prosperous person. 12, the Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season and to bless all the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations but will borrow from none. The Lord will make you the head, not the tail, if you pay attention to the commands of the Lord your God that I give you this day and carefully follow them. You will always be at the top, never at the bottom. So, my sisters and brothers, know what you know, what you know. Know that God has blessed you. You are very special. You are loved. You are the loved disciple of Jesus Christ. Okay? You are the one he trusts his heart with. I'm sharing with you again. He cares about everything about you. You know, this is why he told me to let you know you have his favor, grace, and mercy on your life. You have an anointing on your life. Everything that you touch is not random. Start thinking about your life as your life on purpose, that the people you encounter, the places that you are put at, the positions that you are in, is so that you can shine a light, the light of God, on that place. And that by being there, people are impacted by the living word of God. You are God in this world. You are his representation. No, that you don't go out there unarmed. You go with angels surrounding you and protecting you, with God loving you and caring about you. He cares about the little things and the big things. That's why he wants you to write it all out and see it for yourself. This way you can keep track. If you could keep track of all the blessings and the desires of your heart as they get met and be mindful of them, then you can appreciate him even more. Let me tell you something. Pulling out that list for me and reading the things that God did bless me with, I was so appreciative. I have so much of what I asked for. And the things yet to come, I know will happen. Because, see, everything in its season, God is good. I want you to know this. You are very special. Don't you ever let anybody steal your joy, your happiness, or your peace of mind. Take you out of what God has given you, which is his anointing, his favor, his grace, his mercy. Okay, in the last minute, I want you to know one thing. You can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens you. So have a good week. Remember, you are special. Download this podcast, rewind the tape so you can hear the jewels that were said today. This was meant to uplift you, encourage you, and help you to grow. This is Lady Charmaine Day wishing you a happy, happy month of March. And I want you to know that I appreciate you. Please join me on my Facebook fan page, which is Lady Charmaine Day, Bits of Wisdom, Inspiration, Teachings, and Notes. Please become a fan there. And also, please join me on Taboo Talk Ning Community. That's taboo-talk.ningcommunity. Both have of those websites. There are links on this page. So just click on it and join. I look forward to talking to you soon. And until then, remember, you are very, very special. You're blessed. Don't be stressed. Don't let anybody bring you down and continue to let your light shine. Until I speak to you again, stay special. Goodbye.
Elevate your mind. Get yourself together. Elevate your mind. Make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind. Get yourself together. Elevate your mind. Make yourself feel better.
Elevate your mind. Get yourself together. Elevate your mind. Make yourself feel better.
Elevate your mind. Get yourself together. Elevate your mind. Make yourself feel better.
May I have your attention? May I have your attention, please? This is Lady Charmaine Day with Pussy Report number 2. That's Pearls of Wisdom Underground Christian Crew Intelligence Report. Praise Him. Praise Him all day long. Praise Him with hymns and songs because He has done great things for you. He's been the one to deliver you from sickness and pain, to provide you with food and shelter, and to shield you from life's rain. So you praise Him. Praise Him all day long. Praise Him with hymns and songs because He has done good things for you. Praise Him when you rise and praise Him until you fall. Praise Him because He's seen you through it all. And you know what you need to do when you praise Him? Just say 2 simple words. And what are those words? Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. To all the kings and queens, continue to make God look good because you are the light in this world. Thank you and goodbye.